Appendix B, trauma-sensitive considerations. Loving-kindness practice is well tolerated by most people, but for some, especially those with significant trauma histories, severe self-criticism, dissociative tendencies, or untreated PTSD, standard instructions can sometimes intensify rather than relieve difficult emotions. This is sometimes called backdraft, in analogy with the way a fire flares when oxygen is suddenly let in. It does not mean the practice doesn't suit you, it means standard instructions need to be modified. The following adaptations are drawn from the work of David Trelevan, Christopher Germer, Kristen Neff, Willoughby Britton, and others who have thought carefully about meditation in trauma contexts. Modifications. Don't start with yourself. The classical instruction to begin with self-directed loving-kindness assumes a baseline of self-acceptance that not everyone has. If self-directed metta feels false, hollow, or actively painful, start somewhere else. Use a benefactor, someone whose love for you is uncomplicated, a pet, yours or a remembered one, an animal in general, or a child. Build the feeling using these anchors. You can come back to self-metta later, or never. The practice does not require it of you. Keep sessions short. Long sits can intensify difficult feelings. If you are in a sensitive period, keep formal practice around 10 minutes and stop before it becomes destabilizing. You can do many brief returns in a day, you do not need to do one long sit. Eyes open is fine. If closed-eye practice activates dissociative tendencies, keep your eyes soft-focused and open. Have an exit. Give yourself explicit permission, before you begin, to stop the practice at any time if it becomes destabilizing. Knowing you can stop reduces the chance you will need to. Know the signs of overwhelm. If you find yourself flooded with grief, shame, anger, numbness, or a sense of unreality during practice, stop. Move your body. Get a drink of water. Look out a window. Talk to someone. Resume only when you feel grounded. Pair with other support. If trauma is significant, please do this practice alongside, not instead of, qualified clinical care. A trauma-informed therapist who understands meditation can be enormously helpful. The practice supports therapy, it does not replace it. Specific phrasings that help. Four self-directed phrasings that often feel safer than the classical "May I be happy?" May I be safe right now? May I be at ease, in this moment? May I treat myself with the kindness I would offer a friend? May I know that I am not alone in this? For others, the classical phrasings are usually fine. The complication is mostly with self-directed metta. When to pause the practice? In some situations, it is better to pause this practice and resume later. If you are in active crisis, severe suicidal ideation, recent significant trauma, acute psychotic symptoms, newly out of inpatient care, in an active dissociative episode, experiencing repeated flashbacks during practice, it is wise to pause, get appropriate support, and resume the practice when you are stabilized. The practice will be there. You don't need to push through. The general principle is, your well-being is part of metta, not a sacrifice to it. The practice is meant to help you. If a particular form of it isn't helping, change the form, get support, or pause and come back to it when you are ready.